From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. We've been reporting today that the new Palestinian prime minister says he's formed a cabinet. And we want to add that that list of officials assembled by Hamad Karaya offers clues to who is in control of the Palestinian Authority. Hamad Karaya has been negotiating for weeks with Palestinian President Yasser Arafat. And as NPR's Linda Gradstein reports, the new prime minister appears to have made several concessions.
Just a few weeks ago, Hamad Karaya threatened that if his nominee for the key post of interior minister was not accepted, he would resign. Today, Karaya said he had agreed to drop his demand and install Arafat loyalist Hakam Balawi in the post. Karaya also agreed that a National Security Council headed by Arafat will be in charge of all Palestinian security forces. Palestinian journalist Khaled Abu Toma says Karaya had no choice but to give in if he wanted to remain in his post.
He didn't want to defy Arafat. He didn't want to go against Arafat because he knew very well that going against Arafat means that he would lose exactly like his predecessor, Abu Mazen, who defied Arafat, who challenged Arafat openly, but was eventually forced to resign.
Correa's predecessor was in the job just 4 months. He blamed both Arafat and Israel for making it impossible to proceed with reforms of the Palestinian Authority and peace moves with Israel. The lack of a Palestinian government has hindered efforts to revive the U.S.-backed roadmap to peace. The roadmap, which calls for an interim Palestinian state by 2005, was announced in June but has foundered amid ongoing Israeli-Palestinian violence. Journalist Abu Toma says Karaya's decision to give in to Yasser Arafat means the Palestinian leader is now the key to progress on the roadmap.
Arafat is trying to tell the United States and the rest of the world that he is as relevant as ever, and that if they want to negotiate any kind of settlement, they would have to refer to him. Arafat wants an end to the boycott of the Americans. He wants the Americans and the Israelis to talk to him directly.
That seems unlikely, at least with the current Israeli government headed by Ariel Sharon. A Sharon advisor today said the new Palestinian cabinet, quote, ensures that the terror cartel of Arafat will continue to rule Palestinian life. Sharon has repeatedly said that Israel will not negotiate with any government headed by Arafat. The Bush administration has adopted Israel's position, saying the Palestinians must elect a new leadership that is not involved in terrorism. Palestinian officials today said the new government is an opportunity for the United States to re-engage in pushing Israel to implement the roadmap. But Israeli officials today said that with a government with Arafat in charge, any progress in the peace process is impossible. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.
One other note on the Middle East conflict. Today, the Israeli cabinet narrowly approved a prisoner swap with the Lebanese guerrilla group Hezbollah. Under this deal, Israel will free 400 Palestinian and Lebanese prisoners in exchange for an Israeli businessman and the bodies of 3 Israeli soldiers.